Good afternoon, everyone. We are here on today's podcast with two kings. Actually, King David has gone back to Lagos. So we are going to be having two kings here, which is King Joseph and King Solomon. King Joseph, how are you doing this afternoon?
All right, King Solomon, I'm doing pretty all right this cold afternoon. It's pretty cold out here in the city of Uyo, the heart of the nation. And I'm happy to be here to, you know, with the great King Solomon to talk about a topic that is pressing, you know, in the contemporary days. And I hope I'm gonna have a nice day here.
Okay, thank you, King Joseph. Thank you, King Joseph. That was a nice introduction. As you said, we have a topic here, a nice topic to discuss, which as people actually want to hear about. So we are going to be going on a short break. We'll be right back. Well, we will rise. We have a reason to pray, and it's a prayer that we will not, this spirit of the Antichrist would not take us down empty-handed. Okay, now today's topic will be on the effect of lockdown on people. We know that this lockdown hasn't been easy. People has lost their jobs. People are hungry. People are going into stealing and all of these things. So I want to give the mic to King Joseph to try and tell us a few things about the effect of this lockdown.
All right. Thank you, King Solomon, for this opportunity. Thank you for having me here once again. Actually, the lockdown has really affected a lot of people negatively, ranging from adults to the children. My reason being that everything is on lockdown. Schools, worship centers, entertainment centers, sporting events. The event that has really affected the world. The whole world has really brought the whole world to a standstill, like everything has been locked down. Now, coming to the effect of this lockdown on people, especially the children, as regards to school, it has really affected them badly. Because now, children, they stay at home, They don't, and government came with the online tutor stuff, but I really don't see how that would help the children. I don't see how that would help the children. They play around as they want to. This is really affecting the children. I don't know. But I pray, I just hope God will just look here unto hearken unto the cry of his children and let this coronavirus issue just disappear into the thin air so that the lives of the people will go back to normal. People will now regain their jobs back, the children will now go back to school. Just of recent, the students were supposed to arrive at work, but because of lockdown, it was postponed till further notice. Do you know what that means? That means we don't even know when they are going to write the WAEC or the JAMB again. That means people are going to be roaming about the street aimlessly and just... God is just hearkening to the cries of the people. Because people have really prayed and cried. This has really shook the world. Like, the only disease. We've heard of the cases of Ebola, HIV, Lassa fever, and all that. The Middle East respiratory syndrome and all that. But none has really held the world spellbound like this coronavirus. It's affected the whole world. And now everything is on lockdown. So I really hope that God will just look onto the case of the world and just look down on the world and avert this virus from us so that the lives of the people will go back to normal. Thank you.
Well, that was a really touching speech by King Joseph. Actually, this lockdown, as he said, people, God, we hope that God looks at his people, this Christ. God wants us to see the world. God wants us to come to him. God wants us to be with him. That's why everything works together for the good of his people. If you notice, people have been praying and people have been giving their life to Christ like never before, because they know, even they knew, but they did not just want to do it, but they knew that there is a God up in heaven that is standing there. And this lockdown is not a lockdown. This lockdown is a lockup. They are locking us up in our houses. If they want to really find a cure for this disease, why don't they allow us to face the disease? They should allow us to face the disease. They are giving people money to fake news. News is now, we heard in the news everywhere, 33 new cases of coronavirus in almost every nation in the world. So we need to really pray to our God, because that God, he's not just sitting down there. Our prayers has not just gone into the toilet. Our prayers are being put to work. Our faith is being joined together to form one big army. This coronavirus is going to go like Ebola and other diseases, because we know that we have a God up in heaven. So, we are... One minute to closing this podcast. So I want King Joseph, please, can you give us, to people that are in their houses, what do you expect them to do during this time?
All right, my advice to the people out there is, you know, they say prevention is better than cure. Yeah, there are doubts here and there whether coronavirus is real or not, but my saying, just based on my profession as a public health scientist, and we are always certain that prevention is always better than cure. So I urge everyone out there to just stay put, no panic, just obey the government's laid down rules and regulations concerning the prevention of coronavirus. Use your face mask. If you must go out, use your face mask. use hand sanitizers where it is applicable, use soap and water to wash your hands where it's applicable or where it is provided, and just make sure you stay healthy until this whole coronavirus issue is being is being averted from us. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you, King Joseph. Thank you, everybody, for joining our podcast today. God bless you and God is with you. Stay safe and stay happy. Bye.